From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A woman wailing over the death of a loved one as Nigeria's Boko Haram Islamic extremists attacked two villages on the outskirts of the northeastern city of Maiduguri late Sunday, killing at least 15 people. A military spokesman reported that Boko Haram militants tried to enter the city of Maiduguri, the provincial capital of Borno State, but army soldiers repelled them, gunning down six armed insurgents and seven suicide bombers. South Africa state broadcasters, in another story, says Winnie Mandela, the prominent anti-apartheid activist and the ex-wife of Nelson Mandela, has passed away. She was 81. Mrs. Mandela was married to Nelson Mandela from 1958 to 1996. While Mr. Mandela was in prison throughout most of their marriage, Mrs. Mandela's own activism against the apartheid regime led to her being imprisoned for months and years under house arrest. Her political activism was marred by a kidnapping and assault conviction in 1991. Syria state media said Monday the largest rebel group in the eastern Ghouta suburb of Damascus began evacuating the last part of the area still under rebel control. Recapturing Douma would put eastern Ghouta fully back under control of President Bashar al-Assad's government for the first time since 2012. Sarikas Kasargian is a Syrian political analyst and talks about the secretive nature of the talks.
All the speech between both sides, Jaish al-Islam and Syrian government, is not direct. It's not going face to face. So this is why I think that they tried to keep it secretly.
This is VOA News. Israel says 10 of the 15 Palestinian protesters killed by Israeli gunfire on Friday were documented terrorists who tried to sneak across the border. More than 1,400 people were wounded. The Israel defense minister said Israel will not cooperate with any independent investigation into the violence. In the meantime, a group of Israeli and Arab protesters demonstrated in Tel Aviv on Sunday for a peaceful solution to the conflict. Avraham Berg is the former head of the Israeli parliament.
The demonstration here is a hope, one among many, that eventually will persuade both the government and the public opinion that defense is important, but peace offensive is much more significant.
Gaza's leaders have planned a six-week protest pressing for the right of return for Palestinian refugees and their descendants to their former land in Israel. China's Tiangong-1 space module re-entered the Earth's atmosphere earlier today and broke up over the South Pacific. Gregory Kulaki is a China space analyst with the Union of Concerned Scientists in Nanjing.
It was their first spacecraft that they're using to develop the technologies to build their space station. I think that's important. This isn't a space station. It's been called that even in the New York Times, but it's just a spacecraft.
Contact with the craft had been lost in 2016. China has increased import duties up to 25% on a list of U.S. goods, including pork, fruit, and other products, amounting to a $3 billion trade deficit. The tariffs, to take effect immediately, were announced late Sunday by China's finance ministry, saying that the country was responding to a U.S. tariff hike on steel and aluminum that took place on March 23rd. China published the list of targeted U.S. goods on that very day. China's Ministry of Commerce said in a statement Monday morning it was suspending its obligations to the World Trade Organization to reduce tariffs on 120 U.S. goods, including those products just mentioned. Gordon Holden is a China expert at the University of Alberta.
That doesn't mean that we have to go through the full course of a trade war, but certainly at this point there have been salvos in two directions now. First, President Trump, in effect, putting the threat of trade sanctions out there, although there's a comment period. And now with the Chinese hitting back, albeit with a smaller package.
Holden suggests that might be a signal China does not relish a full-blown trade war with the U.S. Analysts are saying Vietnam faces a pinch to economic development as China pressures it to stop exploring in the South China Sea for oil and natural gas. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.